views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The General
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, we have some things to talk about today. Now, we are, this is July 12th. We are in July. This is a big month. It's a big transition for the year of 2018, the 11 manifesting year. And we've been putting a lot of focus on this because I want to help you make the most of the year. This is all about metaphysics. I always tap into the angels to ask them for guidance on whatever we have going on with energy. I'm all about the energy behind everything we experience, whether it's our health, what we attract to ourselves, what we're trying to create in our lives. Everything starts with an energy, a thought form, anything like that. So that's what I'm about. Energy healing falls right into that. This month is interesting because we have a lot of things coming up, and I know some of you will be feeling a lot of intensity. You may be feeling the emotions. You may be feeling some second guessing about yourself. All of that's coming up to be dealt with so it can get out of your way. This is the perspective I want to show you. We have plenty of perspective out there that will share, oh, it's not so good, it's not so great, and all that, or everything's wrong. Well, it's time, and we're learning how to approach life completely different. I mean, if you were to just throw the apple cart in the air and it went everywhere and you had to reassemble the whole thing, really, that's what it's like to me. We're being given the opportunity to recreate our foundations that we base everything on. Have you thought about it that way? Now, today is a solar eclipse. It's a partial solar eclipse, and it's in the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign, emotions, sensitivity, very much empathic, compassion. All of these things are gifts, but when we let them get the best of us, or it takes a more of a not so positive turn, it can, you know, you just feel like you're in over your head. You feel like you're just overwhelmed. You feel like you feel too much pain, all that kind of stuff. Well, it's this particular solar eclipse. It's, let me put it this way. A new moon is new beginnings. A solar eclipse is kind of like that, but a lot stronger, where a new moon energy will last a few weeks up to the month. I mean, you have your new beginning, and then you have your full moon, which is what you're releasing. So you've got this month of energy that can shift. With a solar eclipse like this, it can last up to 6 months. So you have a little bit longer to process, okay? We also have several retrogrades at the same time. The reason I'm bringing up a lot of astrology is that I'm seeing a lot of information in there. I am also one that has worked with Archangel Raziel quite a bit in my lifetime. We did that a couple of weeks ago on the show, and he really taught me some things. And he's really associated with astrology. Now, there's different aspects of astrology. I'm not trying to say I am a major, that's all I focus on is astrology, okay? I'm not even trying to claim that. I'm energy healing, angelic connection, spirit guides, loved ones, you name it. I'm about that connection. I'm about the soul growth. So I focus in an area of astrology called esoteric astrology. It's more about how the soul is here to grow. It focuses on why the soul came here, why you came here. It's more about that. That aspect of astrology is where I'm tapping in. So for those that are wondering, because you'll see all different kinds of things out there and you go with what works for you. I'm sharing what I resonate with and I share my experiences that they can help you. So this particular solar eclipse, it will, I believe, East Coast time here for me, it's going to be 9, almost 10 o'clock tonight. So for some of you in other parts of the world, it may be Friday the 13th, and don't go eek, because that doesn't mean anything negative. It just means it's on a Friday and it's the 13th, okay? So what are we digging deeper into? This one will take you deeper into why your soul is here, really going face to face with you, your true self. And it's interesting because if you have this particular sign, this water sign Cancer in your chart somewhere, you might feel it a little bit more, but everybody really will feel it in some way. I know that I'm a sensitive, and I will tell you what, I mean, my heart, I was crying watching those boys being rescued from that cave over in Thailand, and I'm so thrilled. I was just praying for them, and I was so happy to see such a beautiful rescue effort, and they are all okay. So I just wanted to put that out. That's a good example of how you may feel a type of energy with this type of water sign. You may feel compassion for a lot of things that actually don't involve you, but your heart goes out. Now, what's the key to that? The key is to not become so enthralled in it and in pain that now you're sending a negative energy out. Or maybe a better word would be a lower frequency. Like, for example, when I go to see someone that's maybe has a terminal illness, something very serious going on, the last thing they need for me to do is to walk into that hospital room or into their home or wherever they are, and they've been in hospice too, and give them more of that kind of energy, feeling sad for them. They don't need that. They need to be lifted. So it's called sometimes detached compassion, and that's going to be something you'll wrestle with a little bit with this energy right now. You will learn to find positive outlooks. You will learn to grow and push through those limiting feelings. And one of them is learning compassion and love and feeling at a higher consciousness level. Yeah, it is. And you will. You'll have these moments of, you know, I avoid that because I just feel that too much. Now it's time to, it's not to get involved in things that don't concern you, but like, for example, there was nothing I could do physically to help those boys in the cave, but I could send and reach out to their angels, to their God, to love and send absolute love and support to everybody that was physically involved. So I was partaking, I was participating, I was supporting. And one of the most positive in mainstream news that I saw was they wrote about how the power of love helped them accomplish this. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but that, I'm still getting it. But that was a beautiful thing to see on how the world can change. mainstream was actually showing the power of love is why this miracle happened. And they were acknowledging that. And it was a beautiful story. I want to see more of that than all of the fear tactics. Some of the things that will come up with this solar eclipse and this moon energy, this whole retrograde time. And I asked the angels, Michael obviously came through very strong for this. Raziel has been coming through because he's showing me the pinpoints in esoteric about soul, about the soul. But Michael's coming in strong because there's a lot of fear kind of coming up and rearing its head to frighten. And it's no. It's like stand up and say, you know what? I used to be afraid of that for years. I've been afraid of that. I'm not going to be afraid of it anymore. It's a choice that you have to make personally. I know you have to do that, but nobody can make that choice for you. But what we want to do is bring some insights on how you can work with this type of energy that's in right now, because this is a new moon that's really powerful with the eclipse, and how it doesn't have to drown you. It doesn't have to overwhelm you. It doesn't have to knock you off your game. It can actually be one of the times that's transformative for you in a positive way. You can wake up to things that were in your life that maybe just went dormant, that maybe just got stale, that you want to bring them back into your life, or you want to go back and revisit, but maybe not the same way, because the same way is why you feel the way you do about it, right? So little things like that, that's really important stuff. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. So I was excited, looking forward to doing this show. And actually, when I came back from the break, it was on the 12th. So we're going to tap into this and really dig in. We have the chats open on YouTube. That's at Jen Royster YouTube live chat. We're also on Facebook Live with Transformation Talk Radio. You can find that. I've shared it on my two Facebook pages if you're connected there as well. It's on my website, jenroyster.com. I have the YouTube embedded there for the live video and the live chat if you want to join us. You can also call in if you have a question or you want to share how you're experiencing this energy. 1-800-930-2819. Sometimes it's just nice to share what we're all experiencing. It's not necessarily that you have a question. Questions, absolutely. You can write them in the chat or you can call. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving into some of the points that Michael has shown me to highlight in the show today that will help you make this month one of the best months ever, no matter whether it's challenge or not. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we are talking about this solar eclipse that is today. It will come into effect, I mean, the official timeline is tonight between like, I think it's almost 10 o'clock, 9:45-ish p.m. East Coast time. Don't know the exact time. I'm not concerned about that because I usually feel things like this about a week out, and I have been. So here's what's going on, okay? Now, this particular energy that's aligning itself up here in July, it's the beginning of an energy that will help us really shake things up, let things go, move things forward into a new way of living, a new lifestyle that's more aligned with our soul. I like that. I like that. I like that. Yes. Till about 2020. So the energy will be there, shifting, sorting, cleaning, releasing. Okay. It's not going to be like, okay, overnight, this big whammy, that's too much. I mean, just think about it. They've actually been good to us. It's been gradual, but this is more seeing something new, shaking it up a little bit by little bit. Expect the unexpected this month. If you're really fixed on things working out a certain way, that might feel a little bumpy. It's going to help us practice patience and flexibility and going with the flow in the now, because now is where everything is. So you might feel that. That doesn't mean that's a negative, because if we are allowing the rebirth energy, because it's really a rebirth energy and it's a strong energy, to come in and show us what we need to see, because if you think about all the questions that you have and all the things that you wonder about and why something is happening or why something is not happening yet, it's sometimes we're focused on it being a certain way. If we can just release those limitations, our scope and our field of view opens up. The universe can show us a whole lot more. It can bring in a whole lot more opportunity for us to pick and choose from. I kind of like that. I like it not being so limited, but we don't realize we're limiting. It's just what we're used to doing. We're used to going, okay, this is the way I want it to work out. So we drive that home. And then when it doesn't work out, it really affects us. We really have a hard time with it, or we have trouble just accepting it. Acceptance will come into play with this one. Accepting it playing out differently, maybe. Accepting change, accepting things that your soul wants you to see so you can find your way to what you really want. That's a really positive. That's a really positive thing. A lot of this is going to deal with old stuff coming up. If it does come up for you, a lot of you have been working for years on it. Okay. Some people are brand new to this. If you, and you're just starting, so it can feel like a lot, but everybody will be feeling some kind of tweak here and there. I already have in a few areas, you know, and I went, oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. I went, wow, there it is. Okay. And just stopping for about 10, 15 seconds before you respond to it will help you go, wait. My first reaction is to do this. And then I go, is that the way I always reacted in this situation? This is what I was practicing all week. And let me tell you what, it made a huge difference. And I went, ooh, you know, I don't know if I want to react that same way. Do I want to respond differently? So I would just, or do I want to say anything at all? Do I just want to let this go? Do I want, I don't want this to do that. So I practiced it all week, and I'm telling you, it really made a difference. And it was faster than in years past. It was like, whoop, gone, you know? Now, it's going to take some effort and intention and awareness. That's why I'm talking about it. So let's see what everybody's feeling. I see a few things coming up here. I want to say good morning to everyone over in the YouTube chat. I see you over there. We have Candace, Jody, Kelly, Raven. Hello to you. Kelly's writing, this morning I pulled the Five of Cups. Oh, she did a reading. Okay. And beautifully fits this eclipse new moon energy. But my ego is terrified of loss. How can I comfort that little part of me that's afraid and to fully surrender? Great question, Kelly. Terrified of loss. And you know what? I really, that kind of, you know, I had to take a deep breath when I read that because I have experienced that when I was going through big transition earlier in, you know, years ago. You know that this is the right way to go. You're just, you know, it's the right way. You have to make this change. And the loss is a fear. A loss is a fear that we believe if we do what's right for us, we're going to lose something else. You will, other things will fall away that don't support you on from a soul perspective. However, when we look at things as it could be a loss or not a loss. For example, like say a relationship, some people just won't agree with your choice or something like that. This is just an example. Things I've actually experienced. I'm using myself as example. People don't accept that for you. So they're just not comfortable around you anymore. I mean, they're not comfortable. You know, some people are not comfortable around someone like me. They're terrified I'm going to read their mind. I really don't read minds. I don't want to read minds. I would be so tired. But they've told me that. They're like, I really don't want to be around you when I got something going on. I don't want you to know about it. Well, I don't go prying. And anybody that is shouldn't be. That's not what I do. I'm more about the soul energy, the healing, and when I'm asked. If you feel like you're picking up a lot from other people, if you've been doing your intuitive work, sometimes we feel a lot more than we need to feel, and there's a practice of learning how to turn that off and on. Many of the psychics that do this work full-time and it's their life, they have practiced and they have learned that you have to turn it off and on. You have to give yourself a break because it will wear you out. I've seen where some of the big ones that have a full slate all day long, they're absolutely exhausted. They said doing 6 client readings a day wears them out more than a 10-mile run. Okay. And yeah, and it does. I have to pace myself as well. When you're empathic, you could feel that drain very similar to that. But the full surrender that Kelly's talking about is about the fear of the loss of something changing. So some of that is clarifying, okay, I want all these new things, but I don't want to let some of the old things go. Sometimes there is, we have to make room. Sometimes everything can stay. Sometimes it will just naturally fall away. I have found that if you just focus, this is a good tip, guys, really good tip. Listen to this one, everybody. When you're working on improving your own life, because self-care needs to be a priority right now, okay? We have all this compassion coming in with the cancer energy here and influence that it wants you to have compassion and get caught up. But that's the careful side of it here. You don't want to get so caught up that you're so worn out that now it's just not putting out energy that helps. Okay. It's not helping you. It's not helping anybody else. That's the truth of that. So when you are working on a new life, the focus needs to be on what's right for you and tuning it out. Now, I know that's not easy. You can say it, and it's like, well, I try to do that, but it's not perfect. It's still the way to go. For example, I want to bring something new into my life. You learn how to say no when you really don't have the energy to go to that extra party or that extra take on that extra task. And it's something that you don't want to say no to. Maybe it's a charity or a fundraiser and you can't do everything, but you want to do everything. That's a conflict right there. That'll be something that you personally work with your angel, your spirit guide, whatever it is you do, okay? I work with Michael on that to organize, honestly, because he, you know, sometimes I feel like I have so much going on, I can't keep up with what I need to be doing. Then you get lost in the shuffle. That is not aligning and nurturing the soul when we do that. Also, if we're trying to be everything for everybody, we're not letting them learn how to do for themselves and grow and make choices for themselves. So there's a give and take, you know, we help, we support. And then at the same time, we're team players. And then at the same time, no, I need this time for me. So it's going to be a mixed bag of balancing how we say yes and no in our life. The fear of loss is literally that. It's a fear of something that may or may not happen. And I want to put that out there. It might be a loss. It might not be. It might actually be completely different. But when you are aligning yourself with your soul path and what's really right for you, and something does fall away, it's an acceptance of the change. It's an acceptance. So is this an acceptance that you're having trouble with, something like that? And is it something you're afraid that hasn't even happened yet? So I'm just putting out a lot of different things. Kelly brought up a great question, and I was giving an answer that would help anybody in that situation is what I'm doing here, not just specifically. But ego doesn't like, and she's brought that up, ego's terrified of loss. Ego doesn't like change. Ego wants everything to stay the way it always was, which is a program that honestly, if you haven't felt it yet, you will, that things are just outdated. It feels outdated. It feels different. It feels, wait a minute, you know, something just, it doesn't feel the same as it did. You may have had all this passion for something you were doing, and now it's just not there. That stagnation feeling of energy is a clue that you either need to change the way you're doing this activity, or it needs to fall away. Because sometimes it just means changing how we approach something. And it's not really going away. It just needs to be done completely different. Think of it as a redecorating a room or something. You know, it's like a completely different aspect. Completely change the way you're approaching something is letting the old go as well. It's not, I want to put that out there to, for everybody to think about. That's not really, oh, it's gone. It's over forever. It's more, oh, I just need to change the approach. And sometimes we have to not push so hard. And this is one more thing. I know this is important. I don't want to lose this thought. When we are going through the change and the acceptance of something falling away, okay, we are allowing ourselves to grow. We are allowing people to make choices. Now, the other thing, you don't want to just feel like you have to get people to accept who you are. I see that a lot out in the world. They've made this big change. They've been brave enough to say, this is who I am. And I've done it too. When I started to not hide who I am and do what I'm doing now, I was so nervous about how people would react to it. And it's still a little weird, like just on the street every day. Yeah, I just don't throw it out there what I'm doing. I don't interject that unless they're interested in it. I don't need to get anybody's approval. That approval of somebody accepting this change in you is one of the things that's internal that we don't need to keep. Okay, that'll be different for everybody. That was something I really wanted to make sure I got out there for you. I'm going to take a quick break so I can get into the notes, make sure I'm not missing something. I went really deep there, but that was an important point. And thank you, Kelly, for bringing that up. Guys, if you've got questions, throw them out there. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going into what we can do with this rebirth energy, what we can do with this transformative time that and this solar eclipse that we're in right now. I have things from Michael, Archangel Michael, that I want to share with you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking about this solar eclipse, all this energy. It's in the sign of Cancer, a lot going on this month of July, and we're diving in. Now, quickly, let me go to the YouTube chat. We had Candace write, people don't understand for the most part. We keep ourselves closed so that things don't bleed through. We just don't stay open for everyone. She also writes, when my gifts started coming on more and more, I was exhausted until I learned the mirror meditation. Oh, that's right. That Jen did a few years ago. So helpful. Oh, well, thank you for bringing that up. Very good point. I'm glad you did. Thanks for reminding me of that, because we're actually going to talk about a chakra that will really help you with clearing and balancing and shielding. And I will share what she's referring to. So thank you for bringing that up. Kelly writes, thank you. That was beautiful. You are most welcome. Now, let's talk about acceptance a little bit more. This was some things that Michael brought up. Michael is one of the ones that can really help us knock the fear out. Just knock it out. First of all, there's a big thing coming up this month about what we'll see is we're just not the same anymore. We don't feel the same anymore. We don't want to do the same things the way we did before. I mean, it's a lot of that. Some of the stress is caused by overanalyzing how people might react to that. Or we want to make a change and we're nervous about causing a big ruckus or whatever. Yeah, I know. But you've got to do what's right for you at the same time, because your soul health needs it. It's pushing through. It wants to get you on track. And that's what this energy is about. Accepting who you are now, not who you were, not who everybody else accepted and, you know, that's who you were and that's what they're used to, whatever. And even our egos that are not used to all these changes, but accepting who you are right now is going to help you in a huge way. Addressing that, just actually acknowledging, do I accept me for who I am? That's something to explore. That's very, very important. If you've been working on reconnecting and really feeling this connection to spirit, to soul, just going in deeper, because you go deeper, you're going to have more of a connection, because that's where all the answers are. That all those answers that you want are within you, not somebody else. They have answers for themselves, not necessarily for you, for you have those. But, you know, there's been, over the past several years, we've been going through a lot of change, a lot of stuff coming up, releasing, shifting, changing, feeling this crazy just shedding of the old. And it's been over a period of time. It has been over a period of years, and it's still doing it. We're really ramped up right now, but that's the way it's working. It's gradually shifting all of this. If you look back 10 years ago, you'll see what I mean. If you just look back in your own life 10 years ago, look at how much has changed. Even if you've been on the spiritual path for 30 years, 20 years, look back 10 years. Look back 5 years. Look back 2 years. Look back 1 year. And what has changed? What has shifted? And really give yourself a kudo for, whoa, okay, I really have done a lot of shifting and changing. You know, you really need to, you know, kind of acknowledge your own self-worth. Acknowledge what you've been doing to improve your life. And then you have goals. You want to write them down. Now's the time to start. We're still moving and forging forward, see? I need a drink of water. Whoa. Got a big tickle. Don't you love this? I have a stainless steel straw because I want to save the turtles in the bay, because we don't do straws. But I have a metal one that I wash over and over again. So it's stainless steel. And it's very cold if you have ice in your drink. Anyway, sorry about that. I had to get a sip of water. But, you know, if you're really sinking deep into yourself and you're really seeing who you are now, do you accept who you are now? That's one of the big things. Michael said, bring that up and then bring up, you know, you have to acknowledge what you're afraid of to release it. Okay. Another thing that's going on here that I want to bring up, and this will probably roll between this and maybe the last break, or maybe we won't take the last break. I really want to get this one out. This is about the chakras that are involved with this one. Chakras, your energy centers, okay? This is upper, more spiritual related this time. We had a lot going on around the holiday with first, second, third, you know, starting to feel the fourth a lot. There was some fourth going on. This particular energy, when you go soul, I call it soul diving, you go deeper, you're going into those levels of yourself that you've never been before. No, it sounds like I'm talking about Star Trek or something, but you're going deeper beyond anything you've ever done. You're going in and you're looking at that truth. You're facing truths. Maybe you were afraid of what the truth was. I know this will hit the nail on the head for a few of you. Sometimes we're afraid to actually go in there and look at that truth, because the truth of what's really going on is what we're afraid of. We're afraid, oh, you know, if I do that, then I can't do this or I can't do that. And we're probably overanalyzing it and overthinking, and that would be the ego side being afraid to go to the truth. That's not your higher self. Your truth is your higher self, your soul self. Why would the ego be afraid of what the soul or the higher self has to say? Because it doesn't understand it. It doesn't know the program yet. It's brand new. It can only function on what it already knows. The only way to put something out new is to go to that side and then show the ego, okay, this is the way we're going to do it now. I mean, that's my analogy of it when I personify it like that. I just go, you go sit over there on the bench. I tell my ego, I know, it's kind of just making an example so you can follow me. We're going to change how we're doing this. And you basically become the manager of your universe, which is you. Okay? You're the manager. You oversee the soul. You oversee the ego. The ego follows and works with the soul and follows the soul's desire and path. That's a beautiful harmony. That's how you'll cohabitate and coexist a beautiful life experience in the physical led by the soul. And that is what is happening right now. That's really what's at the core of all of the shift and change, is taking us from a place of, okay, I'm doing this because that's the way it's set up here. But you really want to do something else. And you just want to bring your talents in and you want to feel excited to get up and dive right in. You want to do that. Now, the chakra in particular is the crown chakra. That is the seventh chakra, the very top. That's a spiritual gateway to, you know, higher. Okay. So anywhere between, and I would be really amazed if, nobody was experiencing that, but a lot of fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, especially, you may be feeling a lot of extra, and that's just clearing out. You may be feeling a lot of extra clogging, clearing, ears, nose, throat stuff. That would be fifth in the communication center, trying to figure out how to express, you know, or the soul's trying to express through it, and it's got to clear the cobwebs out so it can express. Things like that. You might be feeling a little bit of different headaches. Now, this is if there's nothing medically wrong, guys, okay? We're not trying to replace medicine. This is an energetic thing to look at when nothing else is wrong, okay? If you feel like, you just feel like there's this pressure building and it's just not going anywhere, honestly, clear out. Energy clearing out. You need to shield up maybe when you go into certain situations till you feel stronger. You don't always have to do this 24/7, but when you're feeling the sensitivities, you're feeling like, okay, I am doing so good until I'm around this particular experience or this group or this area or this person, you know, and we're not going to make it about it's their fault. It affects you. You're just feeling a draw there and you know it's draining you. That's when you put up the shield. That's when you take 5 minutes, and I will refer to the mirror, and I believe this is the one she's talking about. I always shield up. I call it my shielding up, and I just close my eyes for about 2 minutes, and I visualize that I am inside an incredible pyramid. You know, it has the walls, the floor, it's completely enclosed. You know, you can use a bubble like a circle. That's a protective symbol. I use the triangle a lot. That one just resonates with me because the point up, and I always have the point up. And on the outside, I have mirrors that reflect out. So any energy that's trying to get in and drain me, or something that I don't need to absorb, something that's not mine to process, will hit those mirrors and reflect right back in love, back to where it needs to be, not you. And if you ever feel like this is just, when you do this visualization, visualizations are very powerful because it's a thought process of moving the energy differently. Instead of it coming in, it's kind of like reversing the fan blade. Instead of it coming in, it's going back out. And the mirror just works because it's a reflective material. You can put whatever. I mean, I've had children that I've taught this shielding up to, and they put all kinds of creative stuff on the outside of their shield. I mean, now one boy, he wanted that, and he wanted the circle. And he wanted this to have the reflection, but he wanted it to have pokes and spikes. He wanted to make sure they didn't get too close before they were reflected. You know, little things like that. You can be creative, but mirrors, it just hits and right back. It kind of just does a U-turn. And honestly, when I work with that one, with Archangel Michael, with the fear thing, or anything that I feel like I need a little extra help with, I'm going to put that intention out there that only what I need to deal with, what I can do, what lifts, what supports is going to come through there. And you sometimes have to do this. You have to limit exposure. And that's one of the big things that he said. You will feel it's kind of going back to your energy balancing and clearing 101, okay, limit the exposure to what is affecting you this month, if it's doing that, because you really don't want to waste time or be polite and say yes to something that you know you're going to go in there and then it's going to take you a week to clear it off. How many of you do that? Okay, I really don't want to go to do this. And every time I go, and then it's like, oh, I just can't get it past. I can't shake it off. And then it takes you a few days to get past it. No, this is not the month to be doing that. Okay. No. Why? Because it wants you to put your energy on what you want to lift up, what you want in your life, you want to put your focus on those positives. You want to put the focus on what your dreams are. I mean, almost to the point where, okay, I'm taking a timeout, soul vacation. How about that? That's kind of cool. Soul vacay. Okay. Okay. No. I'm going to be in here with my stuff right now. I'm going to be in here with that. Do you allow that? If you're feeling worn out and drained, it's time to take a break. Sometimes you got to take them more at the beginning until you get stronger. And you will get stronger. You will. You will find strength. I promise you. You will find strength in this. Some of the things that Michael brought up is when it rattles you, when you feel uncomfortable with the things that may come up, do not just go, oh, don't beat yourself up with that. If it does affect you, as soon as you're aware, oh, wait, just stop right there. It's like hitting the pause button and go up. And use this, like rewind and like, nope. And I used to do this when I was practicing words and energy because words and energy and number, everything has power. Just hit pause. I go, oh, I'm retracting that. Back up, delete, pull it back. That intention of, because there's this ripple effect when we put something out into the universe. But if you If you're not going to be perfect, don't do that to yourself. If something goes, oh, I didn't know, I don't want to do it like that again. I just did it again. It's just a habit, a routine, or maybe you weren't, you know, the ego just goes into autopilot. Just go, oh, wait, okay. I saw, I hear, acknowledge it, accept it, let it pass through, pull back, and then rewrite it, redo it again. Honestly, it works. It does. I've done this so much. I still do it. It's like, oh, wait, I didn't want to do it like that again. Oh, wait, I want to pull back. I want to change that. Yeah, do it. Absolutely. And practice it this month. This is a good month to practice that because all the stuff's going to come up that can rattle your cage. You know, it can. It will do that. And this is why it's doing it. It's doing that so you can see the darker, deeper sides of your soul that you need to address, that you need to clean out of the corner. You need to get in there and go, oh, okay, yeah. Because honestly, once you shed light on something like that, it doesn't affect you like it has been doing all this time. It's so different. Now, everybody's unique. This is your own little universe we're talking about. This is your own little adventure you'll be doing. It's what are you doing that you could do, you know, like when it comes up, what can you do to move through it? First, you acknowledge, okay, there it is. All right. Now we're going to do it this way because this is a fantastic way to practice changing your life. And it really does work. I mean, everybody's going to be different with this. And at first, you're going to need some patience. You're going to need probably a lot of patience with yourself, with accepting that you're learning brand new things, that you want something else in life, that you are who you are today. Remember, that main thing that Michael has brought up today, are you accepting who you are today? If you're not, or you're struggling with that, there might be some things that need to clear out of the deeper recesses. It might be, gosh, why am I so hard on myself? I don't need to do this to my, you know, it could be a million different things. This energy is incredible to work with on some of this. This is some of the most dynamic energy for what we've been wanting. I mean, a lot of us that are on this spiritual awakening path, we really want something new. We're ready for it. I know I am. I chose to go ahead and start living a fifth dimension life. Go ahead and start living that lifestyle. Go ahead and make those choices. And then there's a practicing of the beliefs and the mindset because you'll be surprised. You'll think, oh, I've got this. I'm good. This is what I want. And then something will upset you or rattle your cage, like I said. That doesn't mean everything's a big mess. Watch out for that self-saboteur in there that wants to just pull you down, make you think bad about yourself. No, not this month. This month is everything shifting and changing. The tide is changing. Good things are happening. This is the beginning of a whole new era of a brand new way. This is kind of launching it this month. And for the next few years, there'll be this shifting and transitioning. Self-acceptance. Honestly, if you can't accept yourself, how can you accept something in someone else? Self-acceptance is a big deal. Self-love, self-care, self-nurturing. Because when we do that, we're putting an energy frequency out that's much higher with love that we can share out there in the world. And you are healing the world when you're making sure your universe is playing nice. Okay. Now, I mean, it's honestly an intention. You take an intention to clear it up, change it up. You know what? I really want to do some of that stuff I've been wanting to do for a really long time, but how could I do it different? You know, I mean, you know, it's as simple as maybe you used to read thriller murder mystery novels and now you just don't enjoy them like you used to, that's a sign that you're shifting. Nothing against them. It's just maybe they just don't work for you anymore. Then read what does. Tune into channels that do inspire you and lift you when you feel down and out or you feel tired. And don't forget about clearing out and shielding up. Use the mirror effect. I've used it for years. It's still fantastic. And I think that you will find that if you just clear a bit and you just see day to day, okay, this is up, this is down. When the surprises happen, there'll be some patience involved. So this month we'll be practicing living and responding and putting out a frequency from a higher dimension. We can practice living 5D. We can practice being a 5D response. You might go 3D at first, then go like, you know, like what you don't want to do anymore. And then you pull it back and you what would the 5D response be? When something's getting to you, think about that. That's my old response. What would a higher frequency of life response be? And literally look at it and really look at everything you do. Don't worry about what other people are doing. People around you are probably going to do all kinds of stuff. They're going to do their own thing. You do yours. And I'm going to leave you with that. Woo, that was a lot to talk about today. And I want to say thanks for listening. We are out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please join us next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.